is Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm speaking with Eric Tittison, who is director of the Astrid Lindgren Memorial Award, which is an award given by the Swedish government. It is honoring Astrid Lindgren, the beloved author of books like Pippi Longstocking, which many, many people all over the world know. And it's intended to promote children's literature around the world. It comes with a cash award, and it is for authors and illustrators and storytellers. So, Eric, thank you for joining me. And first, tell me how you got involved with the award.
Well, I have been working with children's books for many years. I used to be a marketing director for the largest publishing house in Sweden for children's and youth literature. And so I've seen this award from the start, but from this, from another perspective. And last year I was offered the position as a director of the award, and I accepted immediately, because I feel that there's such a big potential in an award like this. So it was a easy decision.
Now, I alluded to Astrid Lindgren and her work, but she was known for her books and for also being a humanitarian.
That's right. Astrid Lindgren is a very important person in Swedish history. She really started a whole new era of children's literature in Sweden, and which influenced other countries as well. She's now been translated in over 90 languages all over the world. But when Pippi Longstocking came out in 1945, it was considered very controversial. Can a child behave like this? Should other children read about a child that behaves like this? And actually, in the beginning, the first publishing company that received the manuscript turned it down and said, this is insane, we can't publish this. And happily, another publishing company saw the potential and the power of this book. And it really, at least in Sweden, it really changed the direction of children's literature in saying that children's literature does not have to be didactic and instrumental. It can be pure joy and enjoyment. And so her literary achievement is one thing, but also in Sweden she really influenced politics. She was a very key part in the Swedish legislation against child abuse. I think Sweden was one of the first countries in the world that outlawed hitting children. As a parent, you're not allowed to slap your child in Sweden. And this was in 1976. So it was very early. And of course, she also spoke out against mistreatment of animals and against strict migration laws. And so she really influenced Swedish literature, but also Swedish politics.
Now, with the award, the objective of the award is how would you say, from your point of view, how does that humanitarian and the rest tie in with the award?
Well, I think on many different levels, but the objective of the award is to promote an increased interest in children's literature all over the world. And it's also intended to promote children's rights. And there is an obvious connection between children's rights and children's literature, in the sense that if you read books, you open yourselves to other countries and other cultures. And it's also you have to be able to read in order to join society and be able to inform yourself, and so it's really a democracy question, I think.
Now, this year, in 2009, the place that was recognized is a place called the Tamar Institute, which is a Palestinian organization, correct?
That's right. The Tamar Institute for Community Education is based in the West Bank and in Gaza. And it's an organization that has worked for over 20 years with reading promotion in these two areas. So the Astrid Lindgren Memorial Award is a unique award in the sense that we talk about literature in a very wide sense of the word. The award can be awarded to authors, illustrators, oral storytellers, and promoters of reading. And this year, we are very happy to announce that it went to a reading promotion organization that work under extremely hard and difficult circumstances in West Bank and Gaza. And we feel that this really is in the spirit of Astrid Lindgren, because the Tamar Institute believes that books is an alternative to conflict. And this is something that I am convinced that Astrid Lindgren would have also believed.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I remember that that part of it is that nominations for this are served up from people from all over the world. Is that correct?
Yes, we work with, the jury consists of 12 experts in children's literature and in Sweden. And but in order to have an international outlook and to have this perspective to be able to evaluate candidates from all over the world, we need to have nominating bodies that have competence in their region, and they nominate candidates to the award. So each nominating body can nominate 4 candidates, 2 from their own country and 2 from another country. So this is also a way to inspire people to look over borders to find children's literature worthy of this award in other cultures. And this year we are so pleased because we received 153 candidates from over 60 countries. So it's a truly international award. And a big challenge to the jury, of course.
And the hope then, when a place or a person wins this, then it comes with a cash prize. What is the intent of how they would use that money?
Yes, it's the world's largest award to children's literature, and the second largest literary award in the world after the Nobel Prize. And so the cash total is 5 million Swedish kroners, which is about $700,000. So the sum is a sign how important children's literature should be. But it's important to say that this is an award, it's a prize for something that has already been accomplished. It's not a grant. We have no we don't say that how they should spend the money. It's a prize for an accomplishment already achieved.
So, in recognition of that and the importance of what they've done.
Yes, exactly, and our previous award winners have used the cash total in many different ways. I know, for example, that Philip Pullman, the author in Oxford, he told me that he was going to use part of it to buy whiskey. So
sometimes might be like that, but struggling in children's literature, although I don't think Phil Pullman does.
Exactly, and I mean, if that keeps him happy and keeps writing brilliant books, then we're happy too.
And one last question, are you seeing some new kinds of work coming in? I mean, new formats, new, what are some of the, I mean, I guess you would see trends and things. So what are some of the things that you're seeing lately that are interesting to you particularly?
Well, I think it's very interesting to see how diverse illustration is from all over the world. I mean, we have so many illustrators that are nominated to the award each year, and it's such a pleasure to see all the books that come in from all the different corners, and how diverse children's literature can be, and at the same time you can always recognize yourself in it. And I think this is the beauty of children's books, that an author like Astrid Lindgren could write Pippi Longstocking in 1945, and last year it was translated to Khmer, and the children read it in Khmer and identify themselves in the book and find joy in the book and this is something that the award also likes to encourage.
So the endurance and universality of some of the things that children's literature can represent.
Exactly, and for example, the Japanese illustrator Roji Arai was awarded the Astrid Lindgren Memorial Award, and at that time when he was awarded the prize, his work had not left Japan. He was extremely recognized in Japan, very famous, but not famous outside of Japan. And after the award, he's been translated into many languages. And for me, it's a great enjoyment when I see Swedish children reading Roger Arai's books, because it really opens up a new world.
Well, thank you, Eric, for talking with me, and it's wonderful to have something like this that can recognize children's literature in this way from all over.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.